This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're still reeling after this loss on Sunday to the Phillies, which, you know, leaves us again 7 games under .500. And we're in the same spot we've been in over the last few weeks. Mike, I will say this, though. The idea, and Snicker's done everything when you talk about this lineup, but the most absurd thing that I've heard is to move Ronald Acuña out of the leadoff spot. It's silly.
What?
It's silly. You don't take your best player and give him less at-bats because the rest of the lineup is sucking. You leave him there, and I do like that Olsen now is hitting in the two-hole, and you're trying to protect him because if you don't, guys, teams are going to just walk Ronald Acuña and put him on. Right. Okay, he steals a base. But nobody in the lineup scares you to get him home, so it doesn't matter. Right. So I just feel like the one thing that's working, Mike, you continue to leave Ronald Acuña there at the top of the lineup, leave Olsen in the two-hole. And by the way, where do you hit Profar? He's a switch hitter. Where are you putting him in this lineup? Because that's really going to be one of the things that Snicker's got to figure out. Is he a guy that you want to maybe move to the back half of this thing where we're not getting any production?
Well, I mean, you could also create that second leadoff hitter, if you will. But then again, you know, let's jump on teams with Profar batting second. You know what I mean? I don't know where you fall on this one. I think Snicker has done everything in his power to try to shake things up. You know, would you drop Austin Riley down in the lineup? Just because he's scuffling himself.
He is. But I think, again, the meat of this, right, is Acuña, it's Olsen, it's Riley. And then at that point you go, all right, obviously DH is Azuna. Then where do you go? And my point is you could move Profar and, you know, the deal with Money Harris getting a couple of days off is interesting just from the standpoint, okay, that doesn't mean he's going to, you know, come back and not be in this lineup. He's probably in the lineup tomorrow, and rightfully so. Well, give him a couple of days.
What about Olsen to three and drop Azuna down in the lineup? Since Azuna's really scuffling, too.
Well, this is...
I'm literally just throwing stuff up on the wall right now.
But this is the discussion if internally that they've got to be having about, okay, we're getting a guy back that at least in AAA right now, we know is a major league player, but who is hitting? And he's getting on base. And he drew walks. Now, he went 0 for 5 in Gwinnett on Sunday. Doesn't matter. I mean, Profar's been playing pretty well down there. But you're getting a guy back that can help you. And so with that said, all of a sudden now it's like, okay, how does this lineup look? Leave Acuña where he is. I like Olsen in the two-hole. Riley, DH, which is Ozuna, and then let's work from there. How do we get more production out of Harris with Profar coming back, Ozzy, et cetera?
Yeah, and by the way, just looking at it, I mean, wow. I hadn't looked at Ozuna's game log in a while. He's been 188 for the month of June. So that's been brutal. He's been, I mean, his OPS is 550 for this month. That's the thing. I mean, we talked about this last week. You go back and look at 2021 for Braves fans who keep hanging their hat on that one. There was nobody that was that abysmal at the plate. Dansby was hitting better than that. We talked about Freddie was on that team. So even though you lost Ronald, then we talked about the additions you made at the trade deadline. You need to get pitching. Now I think priority one is maybe a starting pitcher at the trade deadline since you got Profar back. Real quick, listener brought this up to us on the text line and on Twitter. Name is Ultraman ATL.
Ultraman.
Ultraman is pretty funny. He's got a Kevin James head on a bodybuilder's body. He says the Braves, and he brings up the math, and it's true. Just to get to where you were in 2021, that's 88 wins. 88 wins might not even get you in the wild card this year, guys. That's the other thing. That might not even get you the wild card because you might not catch. Look, the Mets are maybe going to get back in the game. Their owner just talked about he has no, I never saw this coming, this little swoon they're in. But the point I'm getting to, Braves got to go 50-29 just to win 88 games, Carl.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, that's hard to imagine this crew putting that kind of clip together where you want, you know, you basically got to play 21 games over 500. In the remaining games.
Yeah, and we're 7-under right now when we haven't been 7 or 8 or 10 or 15 games over 500 at any point.
Three-quarters of your lineup can't hit, isn't hitting. You had to give Michael Harris a mental health break for 2 days. We already talked about that. Probably a good idea. And how are you gonna get him on track? We just talked about Ozuna's been the guy. Basically, Ozuna's been money for 18 months. This is the first time we've seen Ozuna really.
Yeah, he's carried. Look, he was carrying you when Acuña was out. Acuña comes back, he's now carrying you, and it's okay. But that's what good teams do. It's not one guy all year long. It wasn't one guy in 21. It wasn't one guy in 23. Every guy has a chance to do his part, Mike. And, like, for example, Sean Murphy this weekend, it feels like I got wasted. You know, he hits the grand slam. That was great. Okay, we win. But yesterday, you hit another home run, and then nobody else does anything. Suarez gave up 4 hits?
Yep, and we talked about more of those brutal at-bats, you know. And look, he's one of my, I say it all the time, Ozzie Albies is one of my favorite players. It's hard to watch. I mean, it's – am I wrong? Watching – I mean, there is such a sense of futility at times watching Ozzie at the dish. And you're like, what are we trying to do out here, you know? He had a 2-0 count, grounds out on a meek little sinker to third. He just so even when he does what you're supposed to do, Carl, and work the count, he still can't pay it off. Same thing, Austin Riley's kind of going through that. I think I want to say it was CJ Nikowski brought that up on FanDuel the other night that even when Austin gets a favorable count, he's not allowing it to pay off for him. So that's where they're living right now.
What do you guys think, man? Specifically to the lineup. And look, if you say, hey, this is what I would do, and by the way, you want to throw some kooky lineup out there, that's great. You're not doing that every night. You're just not doing that every night. That's not conducive to giving guys confidence if you're switching them up and down the lineup every night and they're coming in and have, who am I hitting behind? What's going on? 404-726-0929. I just want to be clear. Acuña goes nowhere. He stays at the top of this lineup, leads off, and does what he does and sets the table. That's what he does.
Right.
And I just feel like if you were to move him because everybody else is struggling or you don't have any confidence in other guys, you're only hurting the situation
more.
Well,
again, if you feel that, you know, that's where it should be, you know, if you like, if Riley's comfortable where he's batting, you know, because, you know, as we said, it's Ozuna, Riley, and then Albies. And I would personally drop Albies down the lineup myself. But maybe you do go with what you're talking about, Profar batting in the eighth spot, just trying to put some meat or some beef into what was, you know, that's another thing. In 21, 7-8-9 was gold.
Extended.
7-8-9, 23 was great as well.
Yeah.
Here it's been terrible.
Extend the lineup. And that's what we're hoping that he does, by the way. The wild card thing is interesting because you said it. I mean, right now you're talking about, what, 6 teams that are on pace for at least 85 to 90 wins.
See, that's the thing, guys. You got to go 50-29. And you're still looking up at the Mets, Brewers. Now, again, I presume the Mets are going to right the ship. We'll find out. They've won 3 of their last 10. Brewers are good. Cardinals are solid. Padres and Giants. That entire NL West could go in the wild card.
Deep. No, it really is. So, and ironically, it's so funny because you look at the wild card. You're like, all right, we're 8. Mess around and the Marlins might overtake you.
Yeah, the Marlins are a half game behind us in the wild card, to your point earlier.
So it's just
yikes.
Like, it's like, okay, you know, now we're looking behind us. Not really, because you just can't worry about it. But if you keep falling off a little bit, all of a sudden we may not have the position we have going into the All-Star break.
And the other thing, and you and I talked about this for guys who missed the show last week. We kind of touched on it briefly. You've went and gotten players because you believe in Murphy. You believe in Matt Olson. You've really kind of moved a lot of pieces in your farm system. You know, you don't have a great farm system right now. You don't have depth, Carl, in your farm system. So the other thing is, if you want a starting pitcher, because as you said, we may not get Chris Sale back till August. and you want to try to, you know, maybe upgrade. If you feel that maybe they don't feel the upgraded shortstop's necessary, but if you want to try to get some pieces, what are you trading? What are you giving up in your farm system? Because the Braves farm system is not highly touted right now. That's another, to me, that's another issue.
Did you, because I was out that day, did you ask Alex about the farm system that day?
No, that's one of the things we didn't get to.
Okay, because I would love for him to answer that question about.
And look, I don't blame you, got to give to get. You know, and Vaughn Grissom was a great trade because Chris Sale, obviously, up until now, has been money.
Yeah, but I'd love for him to answer that question about what the perception is of the farm system and where it is, right. At least in their minds. Look, every team's going to tell you their farm system is better than what it should be. But the reality is what other teams think about other players. I would tell you right now, Fuentes would be pitching, not under these circumstances, he would be a guy that would be down. Under different circumstances, Drake Baldwin would not be here. He would be down. There are guys that might be highly touted that you would say, and I'm not telling you they're trading them, I'm just saying they may be viewed as real prospect. Drake Baldwin's the number one prospect in the organization, Mike. You talk about guys that might be traded due to our situation. Those are the kind of pieces that you'd be moving. Unfortunately, right now, those guys are up here trying to help you win in the big league level.
Because you've made the – look, I get it. And I'll never fault the general manager for – when you've got your nucleus, go make some trades because the window is now. You're not supposed to go 2 years. You know, I mean, you're not supposed to win one World Series in, you know, 14 years when you got one of the best teams. So put all the chips in. Problem, though, is doing that, according to – this is from MLB Network. Braves last year, they were 27th ranked farm system midseason. Going into this season, Carl, 26th. So the Braves, we just don't have the juice because you've already traded your pieces to get some of the core guys you've got under guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, look, I don't have the answer to that one. I don't, because my thing with the farm system is you're banking on Vaughn Grissom knowing that a guy's going to pan out and be a star.
Right.
I will trade, for me, if it was I was running it, I would trade anybody in any position, Mike, in the farm system because there's no guarantee, regardless of what their status or their ranking is in the top 100 prospects and all that stuff. If it meant I could get a guy that has experience and can help us right now, I'd be willing to do it.
But this is the thing. If you, for instance, you know how Braves fans always get like attached to the minor
names.
Leagues, guys like the family jewels. If you trade Hurston Waldrop or A.J. Smith-Shawver,
okay.
Is this team can't win a World Series, guys. I'm just telling you, I don't think this team has it. There's too many holes. You're banking on five guys getting hot in the second half.
Too much.
Just too much. Guys are just having down years. It happens. So that's the point I'm getting to. The guys that are highly regarded, obviously not trading Drake Baldwin, right?
But you've locked Sean Murphy up. He's here.
Right.
You gave Sean Murphy a really good deal. It's reasonable, but he's here. And Mike, if you believe that he helps your defense, as we've heard, and by the way, if his bat starts to heat up, okay, great. I mean, that's where the belief is. I'm not going to say they wouldn't, because a lot of people thought they wouldn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trade Von Grissom. Right.
And the Braves, again, I don't know as much about the minor league system as Grant McCauley, who'll join us. We'll talk about it with him. But they got a bunch of high school players later this week. We have a bunch of high school players that are coming off Tommy John that they drafted.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's why the Braves, my point is, if you want to go get the stuff, because everybody thinks we're the only guys shopping, you might not have the sexiest stuff to shop with, to trade. That's my point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.